Dr. Herbert L. Biardi, Dean of the University of Hayden, with School Bells. Thought for today. 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 Why do we go to school? We already know everything. We don't need to go to school to have new information put into us. Why do we go to school? So it's a good question, isn't it? We go to school not because the teachers know more than we do, but the teachers know how to get out of us what we want to get out of us that we already have within us. They know how to stimulate us to think. They know how to stimulate us to act in ways that are going to be beneficial to us, to express what we want to express. Now, the school teacher is unfortunately and irrevocably and at all times going to be a teacher. A teacher is going to be a teacher whether we like it or not. If a husband marries a teacher, he marries a woman who is his wife. She is not his teacher. If a woman marries a teacher, she marries a man who is her husband and not her teacher, and they share things together as a husband and wife do, and they have a good relationship. But if you have a teacher, the teacher is always the teacher. No matter where you go, you can go to see your teacher after you have been away from your teacher for 30, 50 years, and they are still the teacher in your eyes. They're still that person who shared with you and taught you and opened the door of your inner wisdom so beautifully and so wonderfully that you'll never forget it. However, the teacher fails to be the teacher when the teacher gets too chummy, when the teacher gets friendly, the teacher gets to know you too well. Familiarity breeds contempt, they say. When you know too much about the teacher, you know the teacher's private life, you know the teacher's foibles, and you know the teacher's concerns, and of course when you do that, the teacher is useless to you. Because every time you look at the teacher, you see a person who's got those foibles and those problems. If we have a teacher, if we want a teacher, we go to that teacher not because of anything else, but because of what they can teach us. Some people have gone to prison because they were banned in stock manipulations, and they later come out of prison, and people hire them because they are geniuses in stock activity, because they know stock, not because they made a mistake or that they did a bad error. That is forgiven and forgotten and chosen not to have any happening again, but their genius is in doing the business. Wherever we go in life, we're going to have teachers. And teachers are only as beneficial to us as we will let them be. But the minute we start putting the teacher on our own level of awareness and our own level of consciousness, then we stop our learning curve. And our learning curve is another word too. Our learning curve is our awareness curve. We stop our awareness curve the minute we start thinking of our teacher as our personal friend or on an equal basis to us. Our teacher asks us the question, "Hey, stupid, 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 what is 2 times 2? And we say, "Well, stupid teacher, don't you know what 2 times 2 is? You're supposed to teach me. I'm not supposed to teach you, you're supposed to teach me." You see, if a teacher approached a child like that, they would get nowhere. But a teacher says to a child, "All right, we're all here to have a wonderful experience today. We're going to learn about 2 times 2. And you know, it's a lot of fun." Now, who can tell me what 2 times 2 is right off the bat before we ask any questions? And half the class raise their hands and say, "Aye, aye, aye, aye." Now don't tell anybody else. Keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody else. Okay, now, those of you who didn't raise your hand, let's work with you so that you too can raise your hand the next time I ask the question. Now, here we have one, and that's a one. And then we put beside another one. That's another one. Now, we put the ones together, and what have we got? Anybody? Two. We have two ones. We have one with two ones in it. And two ones are one. But two ones are two, really. And can you see how much fun this is? It is the most silly thing in the world. Now, if you take two plus two, and you say, here's two fingers and here's two fingers, you put them together, what do you got? You got four fingers. Now let's take two times two. And what do you got? Two times two is again four. But now what if you have a four over here and you have two times four? What do you got? You don't have two anymore. You don't have a four anymore. You have an eight. And isn't that the silliest thing you ever heard? Now, the teacher teaches in a most delightful, charming way all these things. And sometimes saying silly things like, well, boys and girls, we are now going to put away all of our beautiful crockery dishes. We're going to put them all away in the cupboard. And we're going to go to the next cupboard, and we're going to take out the glass dishes. And we're going to use the glass dishes. And the glass dishes are only for very special students. And all of you are very special students. And we're going to use the glass dishes because we know how to handle them. We know how to love them. We know how to clean them nicely when we're done. We know how to put them away carefully so that every time we look at them, they're just as beautiful as the first time we looked at them. Wow! And little by little, the class learns to love the beautiful dishes. Okay, class, put away the glass dishes today. Oh! We're going to use the old dishes in the old cupboard that we've had for so many years. Oh! And so we put away the old, the new glass dishes, and they bring out the old dishes. And the teacher says, now, I'm going to tell you this right to your faces, even though it's something you learn intuitively, but I'm going to tell you right to your faces. I am telling you to use the glass dishes, the crockery dishes, and the old dishes so that you will not have any attitude about them. You will just use them. And when you use them, then your learning curve increases by 3,000%. Because you're not fighting the learning idea. You're just flowing with whatever you're asked to do in the schoolroom, in the classroom, in the learning situation, in the awareness situation. I don't like those old dishes. See? You got an attitude. You got an attitude about those old dishes. Now, maybe we have to use these old dishes until we fall in love with them. Until we can see in these old dishes that they're as nice as any of the new dishes. It's just that they have been around longer. And they got a few little nicks in them because somebody wasn't careful. And you got somebody's dishes that have nicks in them, and you have some that don't. Now, how come you do and you don't? Well, can you love those that have the nicks in it too? Well, you see, attitude, attitude, attitude. And as the attitude goes on, a teacher, you got the best dishes, you got the best of this, you got the best of that, you got the best. Hey, class, I have exactly what you have. We're all learning together. But teacher, you're supposed to know all this stuff. Yes, I do know it. But I also know that it's much easier for you to learn if you're not fighting saying that I got something better than you have. If we all have the same thing, we all grow together. And then once we've learned the lesson of being non-judgmental, of not being touched by what other people have, once we learn that lesson, oh, it is so much fun and so easy. But the minute anybody in the class says that the teacher is a dum-dum, or the teacher doesn't know what the teacher is doing, or the teacher is being stupid, or teacher being unfair, oh, you've been unfair to me. You know, oh, how often we've heard that, haven't we? Hmm? Teacher says, you're being unfair. I came back from my Nigerian talks, and I told them in Nigeria how wonderful they were, and how beautiful they were, and how much they're living according to principle, and the campus monks right away said, well, what about us? Don't we live according to principle? Don't we do this? If you have to ask the question, no, you don't. If you live according to principle, you don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. How long have you been living according to principle? Isn't it about time that you stop fighting that you want compliments and you want approval and you want these things? Once you know how to say 2 times 2 is 4, you don't have to have somebody say, oh, you're good. You know how to say 2 times 2 is 4. You're so smart. You're so wonderful. You know, you're over that. You don't need that anymore. See, we've got our little non-judgmental, unpossessed, one-pointed, untouchable. So, you see, you're untouched. You're untouched. But here you are, monks, 30-year monks on the campus here, and you're still touched by what I say to other people. What about us? Well, if you aren't whatever I say to the other people, then you're not worth a hill of beans, you know. And, of course, a hill of beans these days is pretty valuable. But anyhow, this is very important for us to learn. Well, yesterday I gave Ellen a request. Ellen stopped me on the meditation path. She says, what do you got in the bag? Which was really none of her business. And she had a sticker nose in there and find out what it was. And I said, I have these containers that I got from the Shangri-La that weren't being used there. And I thought that they'd be wonderful for us to use for our jelly containers. Oh, no, we don't want them for jelly containers. We have glass for our jelly containers. We've got to have a glass for our jelly containers. You gave us these glass jars for our jelly containers, and that's what we've got to use. We've got to use these glass jars for our jelly containers. Oh, we cannot change. We cannot change. Oh, 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 oh. And my goodness, I thought she was going to blow a gasket. Well, I didn't bother to change it, because if she is not in a learning mode, sure, she's got 3,000 years of this, but all she has to do is have one moment of awareness, and that 3,000 years will be like nothing. All you have to do is have one moment of awareness. That's one moment of being untouched by your environment and by the people around you. Now, I use Ellen as an example more than I use any of the rest of you, because Ellen is able to handle it better than the rest of you. And the rest of you are so touched whenever I use you as a reference of doing something good or bad or indifferent that it just is not worth it. So I use something else like Rex or a dog. And then another stupid question was asked by a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant person this morning. Do dogs have stem cells? My God! What are stem cells? Stem cells are the undifferentiated cells that are born into every being, and then they become differentiated into arms, legs, eyes, nose, paws, fur, whatever, you know, brain. And so, do dogs have stem cells? My goodness! Dogs have the easiest road in the world, except a dog has to not pay any attention to the humans around him. When the humans call to the dog and say, come, you darn dog, come, sit, do this, do that. And the dog says, well, really, you know, you get more bees with honey than you do with pickle juice. And if you're going to work with me with pickle juice, I'm not going to be very happy with you. So you say, Rex, sit. Come, Rex, come, baby. Oh, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm walking along the path and I say, Rex, I haven't had a hug yet this morning. Can I have a hug? And he walks over and he sticks his head into my legs and he says, give me a hug, give me a hug. And he just loves this hug. Well, that's the way teaching should be. Teaching should be that loving, hugging relationship where we just accept, oh, God. Now I know why it is. Now I know what the problem is. Oh, I know now what the problem is. The problem is you don't know who the teacher is. You become so infatuated with the teacher. You become so caregiving of the teacher. You become so infatuated with the teacher, thinking that you know as much as the teacher, which you do. But the teacher is there to help you gain an awareness of it. Oh, yeah. Herb, you blew it. You're not a very good teacher. Well, I know that. I know that. But I'm good at finding awareness. And if you're here to find awareness, then I'm here to help you. But if you're here to mend my clothes and wash my clothes and clean my house and take care of my things and you think that I need you, and I want you, and I care about you, and all that kind of stuff. Well, we've lost our relationship. We've lost our relationship. When the disciples were with Jesus, and Jesus said, come, I want you to meet my friends. I'm going up on the mountain tonight. And so they went with Jesus, and what's the first thing they did? They fell asleep. They were bored. Jesus, of course, knew what he was doing, but they were bored. They didn't even get close to him. And then he came over to them and he says, hey, you jokers, look who I've got here. I got these three prophets here that are visiting with me. And what do they want to do? Oh, we got to build a tabernacle. We got to build a tent for each one of them. Oh, 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 you know. And Jesus said, no, listen. Listen to what we're talking about. These are beautiful spiritual truths that we're sharing and listening to and learning. And the disciples promptly went right back to sleep. Now, are you like those disciples that promptly go right back to sleep when you have someone teaching you 2 times 2 is 4? Are you like those disciples that when you listen to my lectures around the world and hear me talking about stem cells and so forth, you want to say, gee, you didn't talk very loud, or gee, you talked so loud, or gee, you used bad language there, or gee, you didn't express that as well as you did another time, or gee, judgment, judgment, judgment. Or do you listen like a child, brand new out of the box, and you're hearing this and you're saying, oh man, that's a new inspiration. That's a, oh, that's another way of looking at it. Oh yes, yes. Oh, that reminds me that I must think in that way. Oh yes, yes, yes. And if that's what you do, then the blessings are yours. Why do new students make the greatest progress in any organization, in any learning? Because they have the freshness and the newness of their learning desirability. And as soon as they lose that, they lose the learnability, they lose the awareness, they lose the privilege of knowing who and what they are. What are you ready for today, huh? You want to remember who the teacher is? That's the role that I play here. I'm not really a teacher. I'm not really a sharer. I'm just being myself and having fun. And in the process of being myself and having fun, I happen to get into this position of having people like what I'm talking about and say, oh yes, that's a philosophy, that's a teaching we want to learn. And I take my foot and I kick it in everybody's face and I say, no, don't worship me, don't look to me for your answers, look inside of yourself and you'll never go wrong. Look inside of yourself and you'll never make a mistake. Don't follow me. Don't follow leaders. Don't follow anyone. Follow yourself. And then there's no one to blame when you make a mistake. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. And there's no one to blame or give credit to when you do something brilliant. When Bill Gates became the richest man in the world, he thought, wow, isn't that neat? You know, what am I going to do with it? Any different than what I've been doing? Now, when you gain the awareness of being the richest being in the universe, being the most brilliant, the most loving, the most fabulous, spiritually illumined being in the universe, what are you going to do when you get there? You'll say, hey, cool. All right. Now, so what? I just continue doing what I'm doing. There's nothing new. Now, think about these things. They're very important, very powerful, very, very necessary for you to be who you are, what you are, why you are, how you are, and be it right now. Be yourself and have fun, and know that you're number one. That's all that matters. We're going to have an ordination next week, and the ordination begins at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Cool. Begins at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning because that's sort of a tradition. And for that ordination, if as other ordinations that I've conducted around the world, there will be many people there, maybe even hundreds of people there. Hundreds of people there to see this person ordained. And the only thing that this person has done, they finally arrived at the point of saying, Oh, I am a minister. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I am myself and I have fun at all times. I like me. When I get up and give a talk in church, wow, do I have fun. When I counsel with people, I tell them to be themselves and have fun. They say, well, we've been ourselves and have fun and we get into trouble. Well, maybe that's the kind of person that you don't want to be. Figure out the kind of person you want to be and then be that kind of person. But be yourself and have fun. And so, when I give this presentation of this person to be a minister, I'm going to tell her who she is, what she is, why she is, where she is, and what her purpose is in life. And if along the way she touches the lives of others, what a blessing to the others. But always she's being herself and having fun. And that's what a teacher is for. To share with people, to be themselves and have fun. But the student has to be willing to go along with the teachers. Today we're having glass plates. Today we're having crockery. Today we're having old dishware. Today we're doing this. Today we're doing that. Or not even today. But put away those dishes. I have some new things for you. But they're old. No, they're new. You haven't used them before. So they're new to you. Play the game. And don't ever try to second guess your teacher. Because if you do, you have just graduated, or just left school, or just gone off on your own 100%. Whatever you choose to do is okay. But just remember, if you pretend that you are in school and you're a student, then remember to teach the teacher, to not treat the teacher as a teacher and not as your bosom buddy. Your bosom buddy, or whatever. Ah, yes. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.